people are very familiar with financial capital and human capital and those sort of aspects when they're running a business. Natural capital is things like biodiversity, ecosystem systems and those sorts of things, that like water, soil and other aspects that perhaps we don't factor into our commercial decisions when we're doing things.
And this is an obvious question, and that is that it's unusual to hear this conversation because in terms of your presentation, you talked about things like holistic farm management, soils for life, pasture cropping, the biodiversity of pasture species. Now, I don't normally hear bankers talking about these things.
No, you don't normally hear bankers talking about these things, but the reality for us is our customers are. And so as an organisation, you know, it is really, really critical that we understand what our customers are doing and we line up our organisation to support their strategies. They're recognising that the management of natural capital and all of the things you mentioned is smart business. And if it's smart business for them, it's smart business for us. So we've been spending a lot of time over the last 18 months talking to customers and industry and understanding this issue and this opportunity with the goal of lining up our business to support our customers with new products, services, whatever it might be that they need.
Can you give us some examples of how this works with some of your farming clients?
Yeah, we've done a lot of case study work over the last, as I said, 2 years, understanding what sustainability issues and opportunities our farmers are seeing and our clients are seeing. So examples are, you know, they're looking at different ways of being more energy efficient and those sort of things with a view to reducing their input costs to their business and obviously making them more profitable and more resilient and less reliant on perhaps, you know, normal sources of power and those sort of things, as one example. Others are looking at pasture management strategies where they're trying to increase the yields of their livestock through better management of pastures. So, you know, quarantining different paddocks, allowing natural grasses to grow as opposed to imported grasses because they're more sustainable in drought, you know, reducing the runoff from paddocks so that there's more moisture in the soil, which is then, you know, leading to better pasture outcomes and those sort of things. And that's all reducing their costs, hence it's increasing their profitability, making their business more resilient and sustainable, which is just smart economics.
But is it also creating new market opportunities?
It is in some instances, so...
But not always,
but it might actually mean that you're more competitive in the market within which you operate because you've got a lower cost to produce. So whilst it won't always lead to a new market, but a couple of examples of new markets are, you know, Cracknell's tomatoes in Tasmania has, through the use of wood that was heading to landfill, they've built a wood-fired generator where they control all the carbon emissions and the outputs of that so that that doesn't impact the environment. They're now growing all year round, which has opened up more markets to them because now they're able to produce for bigger wholesalers and bigger retailers because they want a consistent supply. So that's definitely an example that's opened up a new market. There's also another client of NAB's in Moree who has modified his cotton plantation given the climate variability that he's experienced, and he's worked out that oranges is a really good market for him because in terms of that environment. So he's now producing oranges as well as cotton. That's giving him a more sustainable business overall, but now he's opened up an orange juice export market and he's hoping to build that out and make a increase or, you know, grow the citrus industry in that part of northern New South Wales.
So now that you know that there is this capital that has a value, what do you do with it as a bank? Do you lend them more money or give them a better interest rate? How do you see it panning into the future?
First thing we need to do is understand how that capital translates and is used by each business. So we're working with industry at the moment to get data sets and to understand how you model and how you can actually quantify the value of what people are doing for
which is business. Sometimes it has an esoteric value. It's the value that the consumer puts on something that might have a label that's sustainable. That's hard to value.
That bit is definitely hard to value. But that's market dynamics where, you know, consumers are now saying they want a sustainable product, and that's driving the behaviour of producers in terms of meeting that market demand, that feel-good factor, if you like. But on the other side, as I mentioned, we're trying to get behind what does it mean from an economic perspective, making your business more sustainable. How does that translate to how we assess you know, loans and those sort of things and provide finance? And ultimately, how do we price it? How do we acknowledge that our customers are doing that and reward them for that?
This is a very big question, is it not?
It is a big question, and it's a journey. And we've been really clear publicly that we know we're on a journey. We haven't solved this or captured this opportunity yet, but we're talking and we've got the intent to build it into our credit models and all of those sorts of things. We're learning all of the time, and you know, we're consulting and we're finding out what our customers want and need, what industry thinks is the right thing to do, because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, which is to create a very sustainable agricultural sector in this country so that our customers prosper, and by the very notion that we're their bank, we prosper too.
How is the debate or discussion in Australia positioned compared to this discussion elsewhere? Because certainly this debate about the capital, natural capital, would not be taking place just here.
I think we can learn from what else is happening in the world. I must admit my focus in terms of my role in this particular strategy has been very much domestically driven, so there's probably others in the team that would be better placed to answer that question than I am. But by its very nature, we have one of our teams going to the US next week and obviously getting an understanding of what's happening over there as well. At a conference over there, we are discussing these sorts of issues with people from overseas that are either coming in or our people going offshore. And I don't think at the moment we're necessarily in a position where we can say where we sit relative to overseas entities, but we're certainly having those conversations.
Here in Australia at the moment, there's a debate about the brand, whether it's Brand Australia or the various states, or whether it's a National Farmers Federation, which are proposing a brand for agricultural products. Surely what you're doing would then be underpinned by whatever the brand is, so that the value that you can establish is captured?
Yeah, I think it's probably not so much, it doesn't underpin what we're doing, it probably underpins what our customers are doing, and then as a result of that, it underpins what we're doing. So we're engaging in a conversation, we're doing a lot of research and analysis, but it's all being driven to what our customers want. What does the agricultural sector need from us as an organisation to support them and their growth? So you're right, that brand thing will play out in terms of how producers have to line up to capture that opportunity. What we're wanting to do is work hand in glove with that and say, well, what do you need us to do to help?
But that question of customer is interesting, isn't it? Because you're talking about the farmers being the customer, but the consumers are the farmers' customers, so it goes all the way down the chain.
It does, and that's why these sorts of matters are really, really complex, because when you're thinking through strategy, you've got to consider all parts of the value chain, and consumers are obviously the end part that are buying the products once they're produced. Our immediate customers in terms of NAB Agribusiness, which is where our focus for the natural capital strategy is organisationally at the moment, although it is reaching into other parts of our organisation, is obviously on those immediate customers that we bank and that we support and want to continue to support. So
value chain also would include the supermarkets. Perhaps they might become part of this conversation.
And they're our customers too. And we've seen that they're already placing or entering into an agreements with different customers around making sure that their products have got a sustainable edge to them, because again, it means they'll get surety of supply, consistency of product, and they're answering their consumers, which is the customers that are buying their product as well. So everyone really wants the same thing.